Blackstone Audio presents The Observer Effect by Nick Jones. This book is read by Ray Porter. Prologue. April 12, 1567. Macau, trading hub between China and the West. The woman takes refuge beneath the branches of a camphor tree, a welcome relief from the searing midday sun. She raises a spyglass to her eye. On the back of her right hand, near the base of the thumb, there's a birthmark in the shape of a star. Adjusting the eyepiece, she focuses on the marketplace in the valley below. The streets are packed with people carrying flacons of wine, rolls of colored silks, and baskets of fruit. Gangs of children tumble and play, acting out sword fights with sticks. Her attention is drawn to a barefoot young man pushing a barrel loaded with wooden boxes. She watches him navigate the labyrinth of winding streets until he reaches the broad harbor where a magnificent galleon, the Victoria, is moored, due to set sail at 1 p.m. There are stacks of boxes and containers on the quay, and tiny figures carry the last of them in carts up the gangplank and down into the Victoria's hold. Farther out to sea, a great Portuguese carrack cuts through the waves like a giant sea monster, heading for Lisbon with its cargo. Bringing her focus back to the crowded marketplace, the woman methodically sweeps her gaze across the square as tension mounts in her chest. Checking her watch, she tuts impatiently. Where is he? Taking the spyglass away, she squints into the distance, and that's when she finally spots him near the Church of Santo Antonio. He stands out with his tall frame, pale skin, and white blonde hair. Nils Peterson. Lifting the glass to her eye again, she focuses in. He's talking to a sailor, a bald man with dark, weather-beaten skin and arms covered in tattoos. She can't hear their conversation. They must be at least 1,000 yards away, but Nils is gesticulating energetically and the sailor is nodding. She checks her watch. It's 12:45 p.m.
"Okay, Nils, time to go,"
she mutters, tucking her spyglass into the leather satchel slung across her body. She picks up her skirts and carefully descends the rocky slope toward the town. Everything has gone perfectly so far. She doesn't want any mishaps now. As she approaches the
sample complete. Ready to continue?